Hachette Audio presents A Libertarian Walks Into a Bear, The Utopian Plot to Liberate an American Town, and Some Bears. Written by Matthew Hangoltz Hetling. Read by Kevin Stillwell. To Kimberly, who has spent the last 18 years filling our home with kindness, reason, ethics, and love. Prologue. The Firefighter and the Bear. It seems strange that bears, so fond of all sorts of flesh, running the risks of guns and fires and poison, should never attack men except in defense of their young. How easily and safely a bear could pick us up as we lie asleep. John Muir. My First Summer in the Sierra, 1911. During the summer of 2016, the firefighter became convinced the bear was watching him. Somewhere up in the tree line, for the whole summer, it must have monitored the old schoolhouse on Slab City Road while the firefighter's tall, lean figure moved about below. How else could John Babiarz explain the various times he would leave for a quick errand, only to find, upon his return, that his ramshackle chicken coop, aging apple tree, and makeshift sheep paddock had been de-chickened, de-branched, and de-sheeped, in broad daylight, no less. Even when the bear situation threatened to get out of hand, Babiarz didn't call wildlife officials. Seeking help from the government was not his style. I came to know Babiarz while exploring a series of mysteries in Grafton, a fly-speck town buried in the woods of New Hampshire's western fringe. A rural, isolated community of about 560 homogeneous households, 97% of Graftonites are white, 0% are black, Grafton is a place people come to in search of freedom. Grafton has made national news just twice over the past 20 years. In 2004, it received brief attention as the site of one of the most ambitious social experiments in modern American history, the so-called Freetown Project. Freedom-focused libertarians from around the country announced that they would move to Grafton to liberate it from the strangling yokes of government. Then, in 2012, Grafton rose to infamy again when it hosted New Hampshire's first modern credible account of a wild bear attacking a
sample complete. Ready to continue?